The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to hear the truth, unfiltered. It's Sean Salisbury, unfiltered. He's played football, baseball, and basketball. He played pro football for 10 years, and he's been a broadcaster for 12 years. Now he takes it to the internet radio airwaves. Get ready for sports talk like you've never heard before. Now, here's Sean Salisbury.
Happy Veterans Day and good Thursday morning to you. And I always have, this is a tough day for me. Yeah, I'm supposed to be Mr. Tough Guy and Mr. Hard Ass, but, you know, I got substance, too. I'm not just a pretty face. and I always have a hard time. I don't know if Happy Veterans Day, when you read it on Facebook or you hear people say it, and I don't know if that's even, I don't even know if that's the way I feel, because, yes, good. My dad was in the 80s. My dad was in the 82nd Airborne. And days like this are always tough. And when I say Happy Veterans Day, of course I mean it in a respectful way, but it's always kind of one of those mixed emotions, and I'm sure it is for a lot of people. You know, is it really a happy day? You know, we're honoring our veterans today, but here's the thing that I want to start the show out, and I know it's a sports show, but you know what? It's my show, so I can say what I want. But it's a day that we wouldn't have the opportunity to do the things we do if it wasn't for our military. And it's just a special thanks from me. And, you know, I wonder when I read Facebook or when I see the TV, you turn on the news and you hear people on the streets being interviewed and you read the paper, and we say, oh, you know, God bless our soldiers and we honor them and thanks so much and we appreciate you. Do we enough? Do we enough? I mean, I know it's the convenient thing to say today, and we all do it, but do we? Does a Vietnam vet that's standing on the side of the corner who can't get insurance and can't get help, do we? Do we? Do we look at the guy who's only got one leg and kind of turn the other cheek because we're afraid it might rub off on us because he had his leg blown up in the war? Do we kind of turn the other cheek? Ooh, I don't want to be around that. I'll wish him a happy Veterans Day and tell everybody how much I love the military, but, man, when I'm around them, maybe, do we really treat them with the respect they deserve? And why the hell do we just reserve it for a couple days a year? We honor them today, but do we really? Are we doing enough for a guy who comes home and mentally isn't the same anymore? For what he saw, or physically isn't the same anymore for what happened to him or her? Do we? Or do we kind of shrug our shoulders and turn the other cheek until it's convenient to reach out so everybody sees our wall on Facebook and so everybody hears us walk down the street and talk and say, ooh, I love our military. Do we? Would you invite one into your home today that had maybe only a half an arm? And let him tell you a story. Maybe he's a little dirty or grubby because somebody won't take care of him. Because he's homeless. Because when he came back, nobody give his ass a job. Or give her ass a job. So you tell me, do you? Do you today? Or is today just a convenient day for all of us to say thanks? Is it? Is it kind of like Valentine's Day? It's the one day to go get our wives or girlfriends or significant others some flowers to say thanks. I love you. Is it enough? Well, I damn well know the things you're doing today are simply because we got guys and women with guts enough to stand over there and do what they do and then come home and sometimes have us turn our back on them, which is absurd. So you ask yourself today, as we celebrate Veterans Day, and I use that term in a strange way, celebrate Veterans Day, honoring our soldiers, which we should do every day instead of just a couple days a year, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to ask yourself, would you invite them to dinner? And if you would, go do it. Go do it. Or do you turn your back on the guy who doesn't have a home because he went and fought? Things are different in his or her life, and all of a sudden, it's not convenient for me on a Wednesday, but it's convenient for me on Veterans Day. So do yourself a favor. Reach out, maybe put your arm around one. Invite one for a meal. Buy one a meal. Say thanks. Put your arm around them. Give them your first-class seat. Do something. Do something. It's always a tough day for me because I lost my father 3 years ago to cancer, and he was an 82nd Airborne member, and I'm miserable without him. Every single damn day of my life since the day he died, I was diagnosed with lung cancer of a man who never smoked, from asbestos, mesothelioma. The strongest man, cleanest man, best man I ever met in my life, my hero. 2006, gets cancer in the fall of October, and he's dead in July 11, 2010. Or excuse me, 2007. 2010, so 3 years. So days like this, and when he had a military funeral, it's always a touching day for me because even though I think about my dad, there's two things I think about every single day of my life. That's my children, and that's my father and how much I miss him. And I'm lonely without him, and I'm sure a lot of you are too. It's not just my plight, a lot of you. So today just brings a little bit out of it in me and the emotion and knowing how much I miss him. So don't take for granted not only our military but your family and what they do. But I miss my dad, and I hope that you guys reach out and do something for somebody today. So do we really care enough about our veterans and our military to make a difference, to do something out of the ordinary today? Sure, this is a sports show, and I'll get to that, and we'll have fun, and we'll have passion, and we'll turn it to laughs. But do you? I just want you to actually think about how you can make a difference today. One day, make a difference for them, because they spent their damn life making a difference for you. Try it once. And if you're doing it, good for you. If you're not doing it, then shame on you. We do it when it's convenient. Do we honor them and serve them when it's not? You try that once. I've seen it. I've seen it. Our damn own government and country has turned our back on our people who go over there and serve and come back. As if they want to go over there and have somebody firing bullets them all the time. Yeah, voluntary. I know we don't have a draft. But you know what? They serve because they care. Like the Pat Tillmans of the world who gave up $3-4 million to go because he couldn't stand what happened on 9/11. He couldn't stand it. Couldn't stand it. But somehow society we found a way to turn our backs and go visit a wounded warrior. Go say hello. Drop in. Buy him. Do something. Instead of just all of us posting on our damn wall on Facebook how much we love the military, be nice if we'd show it. And if this isn't aimed at you, then guess what? Then don't take it personal. If it is aimed at you, tough shit. Deal with it. Make a difference, folks. We give them a couple days a year, Memorial Day. We're going to honor them on Veterans Day. Wow, we got to pat ourselves on the back. Yeah, and you're right. The greatest courtroom scene in a movie in my life. And, you know, we the Tom Cruise, Jack Nicholson thing. And I think about it all the time. When Jack Nicholson said, "You want me on that wall, you need me on that wall." And you know what could there be a truer saying? And I posted that on my Facebook because you're damn right we need them. Because those of us that are sitting here didn't do it. I haven't been to the military. The greatest thrill of my life at ESPN in all the years I was there, 12 years, the greatest honor and thrill I had is when we took SportsCenter over there to Kuwait. It's the greatest thrill I've ever had in TV. The most alarming thing I've ever seen when it comes to how they live and what they have to go through. Alarming. Alarming. So on this Veterans Day, just try to make a difference. If you got a loved one that you lost, God bless them. If you got somebody who's over there serving now, God bless them. Whether it's a mom, a dad, a daughter, a sister, a son, whatever it is, a brother, a parent, whatever it is. I just kind of find it atrocious, and I woke up this morning with a little sick feeling because I miss my father, but a sicker feeling, too, not only because I miss my dad, but thinking, you know what? We honor him, and you go through Facebook. I can read 3,000 messages telling people how we love him. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm sure that all those messages are true. But when you come face-to-face and think about what they've gone through, they deserve better. They flat-ass deserve better. Simple. And if you disagree with me, there's a phone call right here you can make at 888-346-9144. So I guess I say happy Veterans Day. It's a sad Veterans Day for me, and I'm sure for many others, but happy that we at least can stand up and post it on our wall how grateful we are for the military. Do something about it. 888-346-9144. I'm Sean Salisbury. We're here on Voice America Sports, and we're unfiltered. Salute them, folks. Salute them. Whatever you do today, I don't care if it's drop a simple prayer. Just drop a prayer for them. Drop a prayer for them. And for those of you who were around or old enough that are listening to this show that were around in 9/11, and I'm sure it's most of you, because if it's not, then your kids should be in school. You visualize where you were. You'll never forget where you were. I can promise you that. And it's just not 9/11, but I think that's the most with Afghan. What's going on now in the military and that unbelievable sight and sounds that we heard that day. You'll never forget it. Maybe we should have more than one Veterans Day during the year. Maybe they deserve once a month. That's just the least we could do. Something. Let's get to sports. You know, it's about the money. I want you guys to understand that. I want you to understand it. I want you to know it now. You fans of your teams, whether you're a Cowboy fan, Pittsburgh Steeler fan, Baltimore Oriole fan, Boston Red Sox fan, Texas Ranger fan, Los Angeles Laker fan, very rarely in this sport is it about anything but the money in sports. The reason I bring that up is Cliff Lee, Carl Crawford's about to get $100 million from the Angels. They're about to offer him a full-grown $100 million. Cliff Lee's about to go $1.60, $1.70, somewhere in there, over $1.50 from somebody. Supposedly Brian Cashman went to Arkansas to visit he and his wife. It's about the money. And we're going to talk about this today. And when you sit home and wonder why your middle linebacker leaves to go somewhere else, how could he not be loyal? I want you to take it right back to the owner and say, how could he not be loyal? You Green Bay Packer fans that vilify and kill Brett Favre. I don't think Brett Favre walked away and said, I quit. I do believe Ted Thompson decided to move him along and make Aaron Rodgers, which it's turned out great for Aaron Rodgers, but people are booing Brett Favre for his disloyal. What, it's because he leaves the Green Bay Packers, his ass is supposed to just quit because he's not wearing a Packer jersey and he owes it to you? He's supposed to quit playing football because he owes it to you? And you're offended that he'd sign with the Minnesota Vikings for $15 million more bucks? Whatever it is he's making somewhere in that range? Packer fans, great fans, but the ones that boo him because they're pissed that he's no longer a Packer, that he's supposed to retire when the front office says, well, we're not going to be loyal to you anymore, so you just want him to quit because he owes it to you. You're out of your damn mind. Joe Montana was supposed to quit because he still loved the game when the 49ers decided to let him go and he went to play for Kansas City. After all he'd done in 4 Super Bowl rings, he's supposed to just stop because he's loyal to the San Francisco 49ers? You're full of shit and out of your mind. If Derek Jeter decides to leave the Yankees because somebody offers him $15 million more, and he may be one of those cases where the money doesn't matter, He may be. But if somebody were to offer him $10 million more, you're gonna be offended that he goes and plays for the Red Sox? While it may look blasphemous and sound it, and oh my gosh, that's Jeter's fault? And every last, and I'm going to talk about every last damn one of you'd feel the same way. And I'm going to prove it to you when we come back after this break. So I don't want to hear, well, he's not loyal to my team. What happened to loyalty? Go ask your coach and go ask your general manager and your owner where loyalty is. Is Ronnie Lott supposed to not go play any more football because the 49ers thought he was done? Is that it? Wake up, folks. It is about the money. And Texas Ranger fans, if Cliff Lee gets offered $25 million more to go to the Yankees, you'd leave too. You'd abandon your family for that. I'm Voice of America Sports. I'm Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered. Happy Veterans Day. Put your arm around one today, folks. We're coming back. We're fired up. We got 45 more minutes of this, so strap it on.
School to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk. With their combined experience of 60 years in the woods, Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you ready to talk football with the greatest wide receiver player and coach in NFL history? Tune in to Wide Open with Andre Rison. Andre is ready to talk to you and give his thoughts on the sport. There'll be celebrity guests, coaches, players, artists, and more. He'll go beyond the game with a look from the coach's point of view and feature a high school player each week. Tune in to Wide Open with host Andre Rison, featured Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Locked in to Sean Salisbury, Unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSals@gmail.com. That's SeanSals@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
You know, I come from a family that, and I'll be emotional this whole show, folks. I come from a family that my dad, before he passed, my dad was never an emotional guy. My dad was a rock, a rock. Just like, I mean, when he needed to be emotional, he would. And I'm emotional when it comes to TV and radio, as I said yesterday, and doing my job. But when it's off and I'm emotional with my kids and I open up to my children and, you know, I kids will make you do the damnedest things. When they're growing up and when they'll make you say stuff and act foolish. I took my daughter to breakfast before school this morning and her little girlfriend, who it's her birthday, and we went to breakfast and I'm sitting there acting foolish in the corner bakery and my daughter's kind of laughing with me, but there's 15 people around and I'm sure they're looking at me like, what's this dude doing? This is a full-grown man having this kind of fun with his daughter and but I don't care. But when it comes to other things, I'm so guarded and don't share any part of my life. And my dad was like that. My dad was the one who'd go to games and put his hand over his mouth and just watch and not say anything. My mother cries at supermarket openings and would run down in the stands and grab the coach and say, "They're beating up my boy out there. You make sure that lineman, that line protects him." That was my mom. But I come from a very tough, hard-nosed, you know, we may not be good at much, but I'll tell you, we're tough and we'll fight your ass till it's over. And then some. Hell, my dad may come out of the grave today and fight for this. That's how my old man was. So I'll be emotional all day today, and if you don't, that's okay. Post it on YouTube, call up your friends and say Salisbury had tears in his eyes, because you won't see him much from me. But when it comes to my family, when it comes to these veterans and what they've done, I'll battle your ass. I'll tell you that. And won't apologize for a second for shedding a tear for a day like today. Won't. Will not. Never. And I'm going to remind you the whole day to make a difference today. And don't just make it today. Back to this money thing and loyalty. Fans, you got to understand that you do the same thing. Texas Ranger fans want Cliff Lee. I'll use him as an example. He's the hottest free agent out there. If Texas can't pay him, he may stay. There's very few, every now and again, an athlete will take less to stay, folks. And you say, well, all the money he's made. Well, all the money he's made, you don't know what he spent. The statistics in the NFL are what, 75% of players are broke a handful of years after they're done, no matter how much money they've made? The more they make, it seems like the more they spend. And I don't know anybody's financial life, and I don't care. But I'm just going to tell you, $160 million, $160,000, it doesn't matter. As far as how much they, in their mind, how much they make. You can judge it at home all you want. Texas Ranger fans, if the Rangers offer him $140 million, and the Yankees offer him $170 million, I'd leave too. Well, what's the difference between $140 and $170 million? $30 damn million. That's what the difference is. I spoke at a nurses' convention, you go to a lot of, you know, different speaking engagements and, you know, sales, you know, giving sales speeches and Fortune 500 companies. I've done all that. I spoke at a nurses' convention, men and women nurses, and there were like 500 of them just a handful of years ago. And there was one, we got to questions and it had the mic going around, and one wanted to know, you know, it was, and I can't even remember who the player was, pissed at somebody, was in Minneapolis, pissed at somebody because of loyalty, leaving a team. And so I posed the question right back, and it was for a foolish $5, $6, $10 million difference, whatever it was at the time. And I posed the question right back. If you're a nurse at, let's say you're a nurse at Children's Hospital in Dallas, and you're making 80 grand, I don't know what they mean, I'm just using figures, 80 grand. And all of a sudden, you get a call from New York and Sloan Kettering want you to go be a nurse there for $160,000. Your ass is leaving. Very few athletes, fans, workers are not going to leave. Are going to stay there, and it's relative. Your doubled salary, 80 to 160, is probably the similar to Cliff Lee making from 140 to 160 million. I mean, it's relative. That's a damn lot of money for you know, you just add and make the relativity of it in your particular life and what you do. If you're a school teacher or a principal in Dallas ISD, and they're paying you 110 grand to be a principal. Let's just use that for example. And all of a sudden, Pittsburgh offers you double to go be the superintendent in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Your ass is leaving. Period. And you're taking your family with you. And if you're single, it wouldn't even matter. Let's get out to Tim in Florida. Tim, what's going on, my man? How are you?
I'm pretty good, Sean. First of all, I do want to say thank you for your father's service, because he gives me the ability to get on the phone and talk to you each day, and I appreciate it, and I respect it tremendously.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know, about this money thing, I think there's a couple things I want to talk about. First of all, people need to understand one thing. I know you played in the NFL, and I've had the good fortune to know a lot of NFL players. When these contracts come up and these negotiations start and they get an offer from another team, I don't know one player that hasn't went back to his owner or GM and said, "Hey, I got this on the table. What are you guys willing to do?" And
no
they
doubt.
Basically said, "Nothing. go. So, you know, people need to realize that it's a process. And then, and the other point to this is that let's say Cliff Lee signs for $160 million. That doesn't mean they cut him a check for $160 million and hand it to him. There's a lot of stuff that plays out in here. Agents are involved, lawyers are involved, expenses. He ain't getting all that money in one big lump sum.
IRS.
People lose that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think people tend to lose sight of the, they see the big number, and that's all they see.
And you know, Tim, and then they look at him, well, how spoiled and selfish. And you know what? The ones who say that are the ones that didn't have the skill. And Cliff Lee, and people, you must understand, and Tim, you know this. Cliff Lee, this is a special gift. And that's why there's only a handful of players playing. We only got five starters on each team when it comes to pitching staffs. There's a five-man rotation. There's a reason why you're the front-line starter, and you get that money because you're a unique, special talent. He just happens to be in a business while everybody else was taking summer vacations. Cliff Lee was pitching, I'm sure pitching in two or three different leagues when he was growing up in the summertime while people are taking three-month vacation to the Jersey Shore. Cliff Lee's ass was in Arkansas or wherever he grew up, or Oklahoma or wherever it is he grew up. I know he's in Arkansas now, pitching and getting himself right and doing those things. I mean, I in a different perspective, the reason I can speak to that because I was. We couldn't afford much. We had a blue-collar family living paycheck to paycheck. But I can tell you one thing, we scheduled our summer vacation, which was usually driving from California, from San Diego up to Disneyland, or when we lived in Arizona, driving the 6 or 8 hours to get to Disneyland and managing the money and going there and spending our time at Disneyland. That was my family's vacation. But you know what? If it interfered with summer passing league or summer baseball or basketball, we weren't going on vacation for my parents. It was the kids, man. I got three siblings. It was the kids. I can remember waking up, and this is the honest to God truth, and I'm using me, and I'm sure many of those athletes, pros or not, have gone through this. Tim, you may have done the same. But I played three sports, and in the summertime, I can remember waking up and having a summer league baseball game in the morning. It was in the mid-morning. Had to drive to from Escondido to San Diego, which is 30 miles, to play passing league at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3:30 in the afternoon, quarterback, this is in the summer. And then when that was over, sprinting home on a car, putting on a basketball uniform in the car so I could make my summer league basketball game for my high school all in the same day. And my dad was one of those honorable guys. He said, when you commit to something, your ass is doing it. And we won't go on vacation. You got to play a summer league baseball game, which may not mean much as far as records and state championships. We ain't going on vacation once you've scheduled it. And my dad would demanded that. And so look at the Cliff Lees, and that's why he's got a special talent that allows him to make this money. And then people are going to be disgusted in Texas if he leaves. Blame the front office. Because, Cliff, you know what? You're worth what you can negotiate, Tim, in any job. At your job, at my job. If you can negotiate 20 more grand, then you're damn well worth it. Am I right?
Absolutely. It's called sacrifice. This is the payoff for all the vacations he didn't get to go to, all of the dance recitals he missed from his daughter because he was out training. That's what the sacrifice is about. This is the payoff, you know, and it just aggravates me how some people sit back and think they know what's best for this particular person.
Those are the bitter haters, Tim. Those are the bitter haters that don't have that skill. And you know what? They may be living in a life where they say, how is he getting paid this and I'm getting paid that? Well, he's got a better skill than you. That's why.
He took his talent and used it to his advantage.
That's right.
I mean, too many people sit back and everybody's got a talent somewhere. Find it, use it, exploit it. That's what they've done.
That's exactly. And milk it till you can't milk it anymore.
And the last point about this is they need to remember one thing. Every time Cliff Lee goes out there and throws a baseball, could be the last time he throws it. He can rip his arm out, you know, have some damage, surgeries, and he's done for his career. I knew a lot of players that played for the Chiefs that were first-round draft picks that I thought would be great NFL players, never really amounted to much, and were out of the league within 3 or 4 years, and then was like, now what?
With no guaranteed contract.
Right.
With no guaranteed contract. Talk to Bo Jackson about a career that could have been a Hall of Fame career in two sports. With a hip injury and an injury and a bit blowing it out and a knee, just like that, a career cut short.
And the NFL that's so worried about the health and well-being of their players turns their back on these guys when they're gone.
Yeah, and you're not getting any insurance. Oh, you got to have surgery? Well, you better go find some Cobra payment that you can make because we're not doing it.
Out of their pocket.
Yep, that's exactly right. Tim, great points, my man. And I hope you have a good day, and I appreciate you saying that about my dad and anybody else who served. It means a lot.
Anytime, man.
All right. Appreciate it. My man Tim Anslinger out there, he's been a guest host on this show, and I do that often. You know, I can get celebrity guest hosts and all that, and we will, but you know what? I'm more into the fans, guys like him and Anthony and my man Jeff and Don and Melinda, these people who are in this every day and who listen every day. And Jennifer, you know who you are. You people who listen every day and send text message after the show and keep me going. So thank you. But folks, you can't blame these guys for there is no loyalty in sports. And you know what? Derek Jeter may turn down $3 extra million to stay in Yankees. He's been there so long. He may do it. Same with Rivera. I get that. But if he leaves for $10 million more, how can you be mad at him? And Favre's one of the great examples of this. Packer fans, you'll be kissing his ass when he retires and comes back to get his jersey retired, won't you? I promise you, you will. Because other than maybe Vince Lombardi, and I know Bart Starr too, there's been Jerry Kramer and Jim, all these great Ray Nitschke. You could say what you want. Vince Lombardi, Brett Favre. Those are the faces of the organization for the Green Bay Packers. People that are old Bart Starr, I get it. I love Bart Starr, folks. As classy and good man as there is. But guess what? Brett Favre's jersey will be hanging right next to Bart Starr's or wherever it is, or his name and number will be up in that stadium too. And you will be loving it. So quit blaming these athletes, the Cliff Lees of the world, if they leave. And Ranger fans, you better hope and pray he stays. Yankee fans, you better hope and pray he goes. And please, Red Sox fans, get into the bidding and Red Sox front office. But there is no loyalty. And you'd leave too. And we'll continue that point. Call me at 888-346-9144. And bless those who are serving and have served. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyet and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSals@gmail.com. That's SeanSals@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, the unfiltered Sean's having a hard time today, but you know what? It's unfiltered, and I promise you guys I'd always show my feelings on this show, and I do. I miss my dad, and I'm lonely without him. And on this military day and the sacrifices that have been made, I'm forever grateful. Forever grateful. But I can tell you this. I know damn well that I don't do enough, not just for the military, but to make a big enough difference in life. And days like this remind you, are you doing enough? I know I'm not. And it's an emotional day, and I miss my dad. He was an 82nd Airborne member, and I miss him. And not just today, every day. Just today heightens it because it's kind of double-fisted. This is from my man, AC. He says, love the passion in your topic. Thanks for mentioning and reminding us all the purpose of today. We love the idea, but do we really truly respect the sacrifices of the people in our military that the people in our military make that afford us the opportunity to live free? Thanks for reminding us all. And he says, as far as loyalty in sports, he goes, that's another topic. Said blank the owners and the manipulation they push regarding athletes and loyalty to the team. Blank those dumbasses that buy that shit. Thanks for being unfiltered, Andre. Andre, thanks, my man. Appreciate it. Today's a rough day, and I'm sure it is on a lot of you. I just probably show my emotion on this show more than any man in the country does on his show. It may not be the best, but I'll tell you what, I sure as hell try. But I know I'm not making a big enough difference, and on a day like this, it reminds me that I got much to do. Let's get out to my man Anthony in New York. Anthony, welcome, man. How you doing, my man?
Good, Sean. How are you?
I'm okay.
Sean, and you are making a difference, man. This show is the best, by the way.
Thank awesome. You. I appreciate you.
That's and I want to echo Tim's sentiments, and thank you to your dad and every service man and woman who has served this country. And we definitely don't do enough to, show what they've done. And in my mind, it doesn't take much. I mean, just put your American flag outside your house every day. I mean, mine's been outside for the past 20 years. It never comes in. You know, I don't need a holiday to put it outside. You know,
yeah,
to see a veteran,
I need somebody to come and tell me to pull it down as opposed to we're going to hang it three times a year because it's the thing to do.
No, I never take one in.
And I'm an American and damn proud of it. And you're exactly right. Good for you.
And then the other thing, you know, a lot of times around here in New York, I don't know how it is outside New York, but veterans always hang out outside, like, you know, whether it's shopping malls, supermarkets, just looking for little donations for their Legion halls. And, you know, just put a five, whatever you can afford, put it in. They give you a pin to put on your shirt. You should feel proud. It makes me sick when I see people walk by them and don't put any money in their basket.
Yeah, and it's relative. Much. It could be a quarter, it could be 20, it could be $100. But, you know, if you were ever going to do it, today's probably the day to do it and not to shun and shrug your shoulder. And, you know, maybe pass on the T-shirt you were going to buy and donate it, just like we do on Thanksgiving. Maybe pass on something or on Christmas. Maybe give one less gift to your kid or to yourself or to buy one less gift and give it to somebody who ain't going to get that gift. And it's the same with a day like this. You know what? The sad thing about it is we talk about loyalty to athletes, Anthony.
Right.
That athletes move on and that teams don't have loyalty. Good God. I mean, some of these veterans that come back, talk about lack of loyalty.
Oh,
we treat them like they got leprosy and some disease that's contagious, as if they come back after serving and watching their buddy get his head blown off or his arm blown off or his knee blown off, and all of a sudden your shrapnel all over his body and isn't coming home to a family, and we want to turn our back because maybe they look and act a little different after that. You know what I mean, Anthony?
I totally agree. I couldn't agree more with you.
It breaks my heart, man, especially on a day like today.
Yep, it's real sad. And that leads me into the next point I just wanted to make about how I think fans and athletes both, they don't appreciate what they have as far as this country goes. I'm just going to give a couple of quick examples. Just, you know, last year the Yankees held the parade in the city after they won the World Series, and Mariano Rivera is on one of the floats, and, you know, he's holding a Panamanian flag. Now, some people it doesn't bother, but to me that eats at me. It just I don't know why. Maybe I'm just a little bit extra sensitive toward the issue, that issue, and then, you know, this past year with the World Cup, and how anybody who lives here, I mean, I can understand, you know, you root for your country, but Italy's playing the United States, and I live in a heavy Italian-American community here.
Right.
And people can root against the country you live in. It just boggles my mind. And people try to explain to me why they do it, and I get irked. I actually get aggravated. I don't know why. Maybe I'm, like I said, maybe I'm just being extra sensitive towards the issue, but it bothers me. You know, you appreciate what you have here. This country's giving you the opportunity to watch the damn game, and you can go ahead and root for another country against yours. It just bothers me.
And you know what? And your passion towards that is great. And I, you know what, I'll tell you what, I love the fact that people, whether you're Italian or whether you're Panamanian or whether you're Dominican Republic, you should be proud of where your roots are.
Oh, I have no problem with that.
And I know you are, and Anthony, I know exactly where you're going. But I know on the other hand also, especially the ones that take a dig at this country that are earning that very living they get here.
Right.
You know, that very living, whoever that is, whether it's in sports or something else, that very earning you get here, I do believe that the Boston Red Sox are signing their paycheck in U.S.
Yes.
dollars, are they not?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, like I said, I'm proud of people that should be proud of where they came from. But you damn well better know you better respect where you are and where you're earning your living.
Exactly. That's why
it's not dare somebody. How dare somebody decide that they're not going to come out of the locker room and stand when the United States of America and the Star Spangled Banner and the National Anthem's playing? How dare you? How dare you? And you know what? I am sorry because I'm a God-fearing man too. I really am. But if the very league you're playing in is signing your paycheck and the very country you're living in is employing you, then you're asked to come out of the locker room and stand there with the hand over your heart and stare at our American flag like you respect it. And if you don't, then take your salary and go home and play in your country. Or maybe your religion can pay you. And I don't have a problem. You know what? I don't have a problem. If people want to pray in school, pray in school. If people are atheists, that's their business, whether I agree with it or not. I don't have a problem. But right. If I come to your country, and regardless of my race or religion or country I live in, when I come to your country, I'm going to abide by it, and I'm damn well going to stand and salute your flag.
Like, yeah.
Because that's what my responsibility is.
Right. And so, you can get away with
so,
it here.
So there's blaming it on, my religion won't let me. Guess what? Your religion lets you line up and play every day, so it ought to sure and lets you to cash that check, so it sure as hell better allow you to stand and come out of that locker room and salute that flag and do what you're supposed to do.
Believe me, when the Mets traded for Carlos Delgado 4 years ago, and it was well publicized that Delgado refused to stand for the national anthem because he was against whatever war we were in or whatever, and how Met fans could cheer for the guy, especially the attack happened here, and the Mets fans were cheering for him. I couldn't wait for him to leave.
Sorry to tell you. I thought what Carlos Delgado did was blasphemous and ridiculous.
And nobody talked about it.
I respect him as a player, and I respect religion. You know, if he walked in and wanted to talk religion in my place as long, no problem. I don't care what religion he is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Then if you can't play and you can't respect that, then you know what? Maybe you ought to get a new job.
Right.
And maybe go work for whoever it is that won't allow you to stand and respect this very country that pays your salary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care who calls me up and says, it's not your point to talk about religion. You know what? It's my point to talk about my passion, what I believe. And you know what? If he can't play, if he can't stand and salute the flag, you know what? Go get paid somewhere else, my friend.
Right.
I got a problem with it. I don't have a problem with him as a person. I'm sure he's a great guy. Don't know him.
Yeah, no.
I do have a problem with the disrespect he showed.
Right.
Major.
On a little lighter note, we'll lighten things up a little bit. In your mind, right, if Derek Jeter, you know, is a regular player, didn't play for the Yankees, what kind of contract do you think he would get? Because I've had this argument with everybody here in the city.
He'd have to take a major pay cut.
He would.
They'd have to take him. Probably, what's he making right now? Is he 20, 18, 16? What's he making right now? Somewhere in that 20 range?
Right, he was about 17.5 or 20 last year.
You know what? Let's just say that he had to leave and he went to Boston. Okay, let's say that they decided that they're going to, you know, which is about as equivalent as not standing for the national anthem if you're a Yankee fan.
Pretty much,
You know what? Half that.
I thought I was, yeah.
I mean, at this stage, I know he won the Gold Glove and people are pissed about that.
Yeah,
but Jeter is a true winner and a true champion. Now, Boston maybe. Now, let's say if he went to Pittsburgh. Let's just say, for instance.
Right.
Because he loved it and he wanted it, whatever, and they were paying him. If he wasn't playing for the Yankees and the Yankees weren't offering him, I don't. The truth is, his leadership is priceless. But at this stage, production-wise, and I love Jeter. I'm a Red Sox diehard, and I love Jeter.
Yeah.
But if he's making 17.5, 11, maybe 10 or 11, and that may be overpricing it because there's better players now.
Yeah.
But it's the Yankees, and he's probably going to stay and probably going to get in the $15 to $20 million range, I would imagine.
Yeah, I said if the Yankees were to offer him 4 years, 60. You know, at 15 a year, that would be pretty much, you know, I think it's double market value, and I think it's more than fair to him.
Oh, my gosh. If they offer him 4 years for $60 million at this stage of his career?
That's what I think it's going to come down to, though.
Somersaults in the sign the contract in the office.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what they've offered him yet, but that's what I think. That's what I think it's going
to
come down to.
And you know what? I think that Jeter, to be honest with you, Anthony, I think that Jeter's probably the type of guy that when he sits back behind and recognizes it, realizes what his value is and realizes where his stage of his career. I don't think Derek Jeter's ego is so big that he'd say, you got to pay me 22 or I'm leaving. I don't think there's very few athletes that I look at that like. I think Jeter's one of the special ones.
He's
really
not going anywhere.
Do you agree with me?
Yeah, 100%. He's not going to go anywhere.
Of course he's not. And you know what? Rivera isn't either. You and I both know it.
I wish he would.
I understand. But
greatest of all time.
Yeah, he's not going to, though.
No,
and you know what? Isn't it funny that about the second or third hottest commodity on the free agent market is a 40? What's he now? 40? Is he 40?
40 or 41?
40 or yeah, or going to be 41, or he is 41 now. Will be 42 when the season starts next year, or something, or during the season. You really think about it. Here's a guy at this stage of his career when most people have been retired, done, and can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And he's a hot commodity. I mean, people would pay him a bundle to go be their closer right now. And I mean, they beg him to come.
Sean, I tell you, he is. I would give him if you're a contending team on the verge, and I know Soriano is going to get a lot of money, but you know what? These every closer now is a flash in the pan. It's one or two good years, and then you don't know what you're going to get.
Let's say Philadelphia, Anthony. If you're
that?
The Phillies, you know, because Lidge has had his. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They've been up and down. If you're the Phillies with that lineup, I would. And if you could sign Jason Worth back, and you get that lineup with that starting pitching, with the big three they got,
yeah.
And you wouldn't you offer Rivera $20 million?
I would offer him right now 2 years, $45 million. Take it.
Yes.
And then you can, you know, that's been the weak link for them. It's been that back of the, you know, you don't know what you're going to get from Lidger, Madsen. I would definitely. He's definitely worth the $20 million.
There you go. And you know what? I wouldn't even hesitate to offer it. I'd say, well, you know what? Madsen's got some upside, but I'm not sure what I'm going to get. Lidge, he may save 30 in a row and then blow 5 in a row. It's too inconsistent. But I damn well know what 0.79 ERA is going to do for me in the postseason. Here's $45 million for 2 years. Let's see if the Yankees got balls to match that.
I think they would. I don't think money's an issue with them.
I don't either. Well, if they offered him $50 million, the Yankees will come back and say, "We'll give you 50." They're going to make it impossible for both Jeter and Rivera to leave. You and I both know that.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
Anthony, great stuff, man. You always add you and Tim. I mean, you guys add such great insight and your takes and your emotion. You're going to be great at this, my man.
I hope so.
I can't thank you enough for enhancing my show, which you do damn near every day.
All right, thanks a lot. Thank you for your time.
Day,
I don't know how to say it, but I appreciate
it. Tell your girl I said hello.
I will. We'll do, Sean.
Appreciate it. Anthony Perennial, one of my favorite people, man. And I've never met him in person, but today I feel like I've known him for 30 years. We've been talking sports forever. Hell, I don't even know if he's 30 years old. I'm Sean Salisbury. This is Voice America Sports. We're unfiltered. With a lot of passion today. Shocker, huh? On a very, very special and emotional day for a lot of people. We'll come back and finish this up. We're unfiltered.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
Lay the bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on. It will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Locked in to Sean Salisbury, unfiltered, on the Voice America Sports Channel. To make your voice heard, call in to 888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to SeanSals@gmail.com. That's SeanSals@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
As we wind up the show on this Veterans Day, do something out of the ordinary today, folks, for somebody that has allowed your life to be extraordinary. Do it. Okay? Just do it. I don't mean to sound like a Nike commercial, but just do it. I'm going to try to do the same. It's been a great run in this show so far, and I'm grateful for it. I love doing this. Love doing this. The passion for all of you who are missing somebody today. You know what? I get it. Trust me, I get it. And for fans, as we've talked about, don't hold it against Cliff Lee if he up and leaves. Now, you could be mad, but you know what? You'd leave too, as I said. You would leave your job too. It doesn't matter if you're driving a truck, if you're a school teacher, a doctor, a lawyer. For the most part, for the most part, unless maybe you have it, you know, all of us that have children would make the ultimate sacrifice for our kids. I get it. But if they're at a young enough age, or they're at an age where they're about to go away to college and somebody offers you double the money in your job, you're going to go to create security for you and your family. So if the Texas Rangers can't keep Cliff Lee, don't say, well, he's disloyal and the rest of it. Because was he disloyal when the Cleveland Indians decided, as a Cy Young guy, we got to move him on? Was he disloyal when he was 4-0 to the Philadelphia Phillies in postseason? I believe 4-0, I think, when they decided to move him on. Was he disloyal when the Seattle Mariners said, nah, got to move him on? Are you blaming the teams, or is it Cliff Lee's fault? I'm still fascinated that people out there, and Philadelphia fans treated him great, but they're mad at Donovan McNabb. There's people out there, oh, I can't believe he's not loyal to the Philadelphia Eagles. They traded him, didn't they? Didn't they trade him? Yeah, that's what I thought. I don't think he signed as a free agent anywhere. They traded him. And people are going to blame it on him? He doesn't control that. Ain't like baseball when you got when you're a veteran that you get to a certain point that you can null and void, or an NBA where you can say, no, you're not going to trade me. Sorry, I've been here too long. I decide if I'm getting traded or not. unless you get a no-trade clause in your contract, and that, who's that? If you're lucky, the Peyton Mannings of the world, most of owners won't give them to you in football because, you know what, there's no sacred cows. I guess Brady and Manning are about as sacred a cows as you can get in the league. But there will come a time in their career. Now, you think about this, if you want to talk about loyalty. There is going to come a time, and the Colts are about, when this season's over, and give Manning credit for focusing on his MVP season, is that they came to him, and Jim Irsay said, we want to make you the highest-paid football player in the NFL. And they had the contract ready to go during the bye week. And Peyton Manning, the agent, they said, no, we'll deal with it after. That's a man who's focused on his job. They're willing to pay. I mean, you're talking, folks, to make you the highest-paid NFL player, I want you to do the math and think about how much guaranteed money that is for the best quarterback and be one of the best of all time. And when he's done, we'll probably be labeled, if he gets another Super Bowl or two, as the best of all time. Numbers-wise, he's going to be. So I want you to think about this. In another handful of years, Peyton Manning is going to be no good to the Colts anymore, in their mind. If you can get rid of Joe Montana, I think that you can probably get rid of Peyton Manning too. Hard to fathom, isn't it? Hard to fathom. But it's true. Same with Tom Brady. Now, they may stay with their teams forever, but rarely do you see the Jackie Slaters of the world that stay with one franchise, or Bruce Matthews of the world who stay with one franchise for 18, 19, 20 years. There's very few sacred cows, if any, in sports. I guess Jeter's pretty much a sacred cow for the most part, Mariano Rivera, but those guys don't exist much, folks. When they've had enough and you're not of service to them anymore, that they think they don't have, their loyalty will push you right out the damn door. So you think about that when you're going to be pissed when Cliff Lee, if he doesn't, and if he comes back for $20 million left to the Texas Rangers, $20 million less, stand up and cheer, folks, because that's a rare, rare breed. Because you know what? I love playing in Minnesota. Vikings are still my heart and my team. But if I was a Pro Bowl player and a Hall of Famer and became a free agent and somebody offered me to go to Green Bay, $5 million more a year for my fam, I'd have been gone. You couldn't have counted to three. I'd have said, okay. There you go. There's loyalty. You think about that at your job today, too. And think about what's going to happen. Because one of your favorite players on some team's leaving. Now, a couple other side things in sports. Chad Henne's out of a job. Chad Pennington replaces him. If you're a Miami Dolphin fan, don't quit on Henne yet. I think Dan Henning can be part of the problem. We got Henning. We got a Chad and a Chad and a Dan Henning, the offensive coordinator, and a Chad Henne is the quarterback. Well, Pennington, the veteran who is really solid, and you know what? There's a ceiling to how far Chad can get you with his physical skills. He's limited. But, boy, what a tough customer and a really good guy and never a complainer. But Chad Henne's not done in this league. Chad Henne's a good football player. Not great, threw three interceptions, but it's an easy scapegoat to blame it on him. But the offensive coordinator there needs to change a few things, or there's got to be changes in Miami. We haven't even hit this because I hit it hard yesterday. There's a lot of talk now with this payola situation with Cam Newton. Folks, there's smoke, there's fire. I don't even want to believe it, and I'm not going to disrupt his Heisman run or any of that yet. and he is playing this week. Gene Chizik, the coach, said we're starting him amid all this stuff. They're not going to suspend him for the game. He says he's starting. Chizik does. And it's not a distraction to his team for the most part. Well, we know it is. It's, of course, it's a distraction when what looms large is possibly losing your best football player and the country's best college football player right now. When you're right in the heart of this big-time chase to win an SEC championship and to get into a national title game. Oh, it matters. And there's a lot of talk now about Cam Newton and what's gone on. Folks, it's going to get worse before it gets better. Now, I don't know what if the allegations are going to come down true and what they're going to do. And I'm not going to judge it till it's done. But I'm telling you, this is far from over. Far from over. So you stay tuned on that one, because it's not going away. And one little side note, and you know what, I love the NBA. We don't talk it much a lot early right now with the way football season is, and I'm almost one of those guys that thinks the NBA season kind of starts on Christmas Day. You know, when they come out with that afternoon game Christmas Day, or a double or triple header on like ESPN or what have you. That's kind of for me when the NBA actually really kicks in. You know, it's like, oh my God, okay, yeah, now it's time. I get it. While it's going on and there's great things going on, and I turn on, I'm sitting here watching last night. You know, I tune in the NBA. I watched Blake Griffin's Clippers last night. I do. I love it. But it's like it doesn't hit me until like I wake up. Even though that's the heart of the getting ready to the playoffs and bowl games. Well, on Christmas Day when you're sitting there after you've eaten, and you're sitting there, oh, okay, cool. This is about time NBA starts. Before, I got to tell you now, and I got to disagree with my man who I love, Colin Cowherd. And I know Stuart Scott mentioned this on halftime show last night, that Colin Cowherd had said that John Wall's not going to, basically, and let me summarize, not going to be a great player in a team-oriented situation. John Wall went and got a triple-double last night, the youngest since Magic Johnson, or maybe the youngest. I think he was a handful of days either younger or a handful of days older than Magic Johnson, but a triple-double and six steals. You have to understand something, and I love Colin, but I couldn't disagree more. This is not just a good player. This is a special. He will be playing in the NBA All-Star game this year, and it won't be the rookie game. It won't be the rookie game. This is a lights-out player, folks. If you haven't seen him, you might want to tune in and recognize. If your NBA season hasn't started, go sit in a bar. If you got the DirecTV basketball package like I got, or if you got it when they come on TNT, and I'm going to tell you what, you say the Wizards, how much are we going to show them? Oh, they're going to show them a lot more on national television, on TNTs and ESPN, because of that kid. He's going to hurt himself with that dancing he does, but this is lights-out basketball now. And if Blake Griffin, who was hurt last year and qualifies for Rookie of the Year, is going to win Rookie of the Year, he better pick it up, because the best basketball rookie I've seen in college basketball, in the NBA this year, is a kid who should be a sophomore at Kentucky, and that's John Wall. Tune in and watch this kid play. Even if you hate the NBA, it's kind of fun to watch. Again, emotional day for all. Dad, I miss you and I love you. I'm lonely without you. To those that are serving, we don't do enough for you. And that have served, you deserve better. And maybe we can recognize that and not just give you a couple days a year. To you fans out there that listen, I love you and I'm grateful. I appreciate you staying patient, and I appreciate you being a part of an unfiltered show that I hope goes straight to the top to make a difference so we can kind of change the way people view and listen and watch and talk about sports. I hope you have a great day. We'll come back tomorrow. By the way, Baltimore-Atlanta, I'm going to pick Baltimore in the game, but do not sleep on Atlanta winning this football game tonight. There'll be a lot of emotion. I think Deion is in the ring of fame or whatever they call it in Atlanta, or jersey retire, whatever it is. It's going to be a big game. It's on the road for Baltimore. This could be tough, especially as a middle of the weeker. You don't give Baltimore another day to get their blitz packages ready. It's going to be a good game. I'll take Baltimore. We'll do all our picks tomorrow. I hope you guys have a great, great day. Do something out of the ordinary for somebody who's doing something for you every day to make you extraordinary as our military. I love it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Chad, thank you very much.
Thanks for tuning in to Sean Salisbury Unfiltered. We hope you'll come back weekdays at 11 a.m. in the East, 8 a.m. in the West on the Voice America Sports Channel. Take care.
Thanks
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.